It's Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio. I'm Mick Kerr, and what a beautiful day to talk about the weather. So we bring on South Dakota acting climatologist Laura Edwards from the Aberdeen Regional Extension Center. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Mick. Great to be here.
Thank you. Can I set the stage for our talk about the weather?
Sure, go ahead.
Create the mood here. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Is it going to happen? No, it is here. We do have a white Christmas everywhere, don't we?
Yeah. We already have a fair bit of snow on the ground after the last 1 to 2 weeks of pretty active weather. And like you say, we have got sunny skies, at least down here in Aberdeen today, and a little break in the action before it gets interesting again this weekend.
Yes, and on Christmas Day, and the 26th even, it might get real interesting.
Yeah, a lot of the forecast models are pretty consistent in putting a pretty strong system over the Northern Plains region. And just reading some of the comments from all the Weather Service offices in the region, there's quite a bit of uncertainty yet as to how much rain or snow we might be getting in the Dakotas and the timing of it all. But certainly starting Saturday and then running as late as Monday, like you say. But it'll start out kind of warm and then get cold. So some of us down in the southern part of your listening area might see a wintry mix to start with before we see some of the snow fly on Christmas Day.
Maybe there is a silver lining in this cloud, Laura, for the people who just can't take the in-laws. Maybe they need to call ahead and say, you know, the weather don't look too good. Maybe you can't make it. Maybe that's not a good idea either. I don't know.
Maybe not.
All right. Okay. Well, last Thursday, the National Weather Service, or NOAA, National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, on a day when we were on the threshold of 40 below wind chills coming to the Dakotas, they predicted a colder than average winter in South Dakota. I guess that was a safe bet.
Yeah, and that's actually looking ahead to January, February, March, you know, looking ahead through the end of the winter, where they are leaning colder than average for those of us here up in the Northern Plains states. And the western side of the Dakotas leaning a little bit wetter, too, along with that. So kind of two pieces to the story there. And that pattern is pretty consistent with La Nina that we've seen historically, which I know will be waning here, going away here at the end of the winter. But that's kind of the strongest story we've got going on right now, the best correlation or relationship that we know with winter season is La Nina or El Nino. So yeah, colder than average is what it looks like. But there's a little bit of uncertainty there since it is a weaker event. And I think we'll still see kind of these ups and downs, you know, like we've just seen even just this week where it was really cold and then it's pretty warm. It's 35 right now in Aberdeen. So we might see more of these ups and downs, warm and cold periods every, you know, week to 2 weeks or so as we go along through the winter.
Yeah, and Sunday morning I woke up and even the Weather Channel was talking about Aberdeen, South Dakota. You were 31 below, and I go, well, and that was like at 7 or 8 a.m., and I go, I bet it was colder earlier, and sure enough, I think you got down to 35 below, I think about 4 a.m. Sunday, and this is a 70-degree temperature swing in 2 days.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? And I think that day on Sunday, I think Aberdeen and Watertown, South Dakota, were the cold spots of the nation.
Yes,
on the national map. So I'm sure that and our wind chills were in the negative 50s. I mean, certainly it was not real pleasant out there. But you know, South Dakota's seen some real wild temperature swings. You know, as much as I think we hold the one real record for like 70 degrees in a day, something like that, out in the Black Hills.
I believe it was Spearfish in 1916 or something like that. It was like in an hour.
Yeah, it was really rapid.
It went from like 16 below to 65 above or something like that. So, nuts. Well, that's the extreme weather that we can count on here. So, but a serious cold snap. I don't think I could take 3 or 4 months of what it was like last the end of the week and over the weekend. So I'm glad we're going to have some moderation and some swings, extreme or not. You know, we need some breaks and a little variation in our winter.
Yeah, and I think, you know, having that extreme cold, I mean, when you get temperatures that cold, that can swing the whole average for the whole month,
yes.
You know, towards the cold side. So, you know, you get a few days like that, and that really, you know, tips the scales one way. But, yeah, I think we'll see some ups and downs, but maybe a few more colder days than warmer days is how I see the winter kind of playing out here. Again, we're kind of sitting right where the jet stream can move up and down right over us here in the Dakotas. So if we get a little southerly flow like we will on, you know, Friday this week, you know, last couple of days this week, it'll be warm. But then, you know, things move south, and then we get that more cold Canadian air coming in. So we're kind of on that line where we can get air from the south or air from the north, and and it'll just happen every 1 to 2 weeks or so, that those little changes throughout the season.
Now, the transition from El Nino to La Nina was kind of uncertain, and we had some setbacks, and so we ended up with, across a lot of South Dakota, outside of the western part of South Dakota, which was abnormally dry, and northeast North Dakota, which was abnormally wet, much of the crop-growing parts of the Dakotas had a fabulous year. So what are you seeing here for, you know, the transition to La Nina now? Is it happening, or is it going to kind of fall apart?
Yeah, I think officially we've met or we're meeting the criteria for La Nina conditions. And by that, they look at the sea surface temperatures out in the Pacific Ocean to kind of determine what phase we're in there. But, you know, the impacts will kind of lag. Even if La Nina goes away, the atmosphere, you know, around the globe takes a little while to respond to the changes in the ocean. So I think we'll still see that La Nina play a factor in our winter season. You know, looking ahead to the spring, though, like looking at ahead of the growing season, you know, our soils are all frozen now, finally. And any soil moisture that we had here in the late fall is probably pretty locked in now, you know, going into the spring. So, like you say, some of the areas were in pretty good shape ending in the fall, maybe a little on the wet side, but that means that moisture will be available for the planting season in the spring, and they won't rely on the snowfall so much. That'll just be extra bonus if we get some good snowfall here this winter.
All right, now here's where the rubber meets the road and all the farmers want to hear. What kind of a spring do you anticipate, Laura?
Yeah, that's a tough question. You know, spring can be really kind of a finicky thing, and a real challenge to forecast this far in advance. Like I just said, the soil moisture is one factor there. And if we are colder, if we do end up colder, could delay planting and some of those spring activities a little longer there. For winter wheat, if it had snow cover on it before it got really cold, which I think did happen for most of us, then it's probably pretty well protected from the really cold temperatures. Snow is good for that, so could be a good spring for some of the wheat, assuming they got through the fall okay. So maybe a mixed bag, pros and cons there. for the moisture situation. And then you're just waiting for it to warm up. So we'll see how that plays out. It's a little too early again, like I said.
Yeah. Well, I think with no signals or a neutral, I joke with other people that, you know, when there's no clear-cut direction for the weather, then all the forecasters have a 50% chance of being half right. But, but also, I think we'll likely have a more normal growing season in 2017 than the extremes that we had in 2016 and even 2015. So,
yeah, even in a neutral situation for El Nino, if it goes neutral, In those years, February does tend to be colder than average, at least looking historically. So it could end the winter cold, but, you know, it could transition to warmer in a hurry as well. So a lot of variables in play there. And one of my friends, colleagues in the climate world, she calls it a choir of voices. There's a lot of things happening in the climate patterns that we see globally from the Arctic and the oceans and all around. So just whoever's the loudest voice at the time is kind of who dominates the weather for a period or so.
All right. Well, you have been our voice for the last 10 minutes. Thank you, Laura, for taking a shot at the weather. Laura Edwards, acting state climatologist, South Dakota State University Extension. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Thank you, and you too.
All righty. Talk to you again soon.
Will do.
All righty.